Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program. It's our purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment, be it favorable or not, concerning things that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject and you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, certainly we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Imagine feeling lonely at home and in church. What's it like to sit in a church alone? How does it feel to possess a desperate desire to communicate about spiritual matters to the person you love most in your life, and yet never have had this need fulfilled? How would you handle the incredible sadness over the impenetrable wall of separation that he puts up when it comes to religion and the life that is to come? Could you get used to the feeling of awkwardness, the stares, the sighs, when leaving family events to attend worship or to go to Bible study? You know, these are but just a few of the feelings that women whose husbands are not Christians go through. How can those in this kind of a relationship build a good marriage, have a strong faith? How can those in these situations play a positive role in raising up children in the faith? Well, how one entered into the marriage, that's not under consideration here. Some Christian women marry men who are not Christians. Other women may have married long before they heard, believed, and obeyed the gospel. And so those that find themselves in these circumstances should know that they're not alone in what they face and that God speaks to them today through His Word. That's what I want us to do on the program. I want us to look at some words which can help you as you go through life. One of those is, guard against the tendency to compare your marriage to others. You know, it might be easy to wonder that, well, if my husband were more like Brother so-and-so, then it would be so easy for me to be happy, to be content, to be a godly wife. Well, remember that every marriage has its own hurdles. Every marriage has its own unique set of circumstances to overcome. And when we look at what we think to be someone else's perfect marriage, it's easy to forget these facts. You know, the what ifs and the if onlys, well, they don't change what is. It can only lead one further down that road of loneliness, of discontent, and unhappiness. Another thing is, remember that God is there for you. Go to God to get your needs met. Meet with Him in prayer and express your thoughts to Him. God wishes that we reveal to Him the innermost contents of our heart. Peter said in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you." And remember, too, that your prayers do not go unheard. There is hope. In Zephaniah chapter 3, notice the words in verse 17. "The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exalt you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. And two, note that through his help, you will be successful. In 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. Another thing, know that the way that you live your life is persuasive. In 1 Peter chapter 3, notice what we read in those first two verses. Wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. You see, in this context, Peter is describing a wife who leads a pure and honorable life, resulting from the application of God's word in her heart and in her life. And in verse 2, that word chaste is used. And the word carries along with it the idea of immaculate. Well, in other words, do your best to let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. Cultivate your spiritual life where your priorities for godly living can be seen without question, without saying a word. And to let your children see the difference that Jesus has made in your life. You know, Peter was not the only one to mention wives whose husbands were not Christians. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, that Paul holds Eunice in high regard for the raising of her son, Timothy. Paul said that Timothy's sincere faith and knowledge of the sacred writings was from his childhood. That we read in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. When we go back to the book of Acts in Acts 16 and verse 1, it tells us that Eunice's husband was a Greek, and no mention whatsoever is made of him being or becoming a Christian. So Eunice, being a Jew herself, worked hard at training her son in the things that were right. And so both passages that speak of Eunice testify to her faith and to her encouragement. You know, depending on the circumstances, bringing up faithful children can be a challenge in these kind of situations. Some fathers, husbands, that are not Christians are, well, they're more passive. And what I mean by that is they don't restrict their children. They don't restrict their wives from going to services or to attending Bible studies. But then there are those husbands, those fathers, who are more restrictive. When we are first introduced to Timothy, in Acts chapter 16, verses 1, 2, and 3, we find the fact that he is uncircumcised. Well, when you think about it, could this have been due to the influence of his Greek father? Well, most likely. And yet, despite these circumstances, Eunice worked hard in instructing her son to develop a love for the one true God. Timothy would become one of the most well-known Bible characters, as there are several chapters in the book of Acts that make mention of him, and he even has two letters that are written to him by the Apostle Paul, the books of 1 and 2 Timothy. Timothy's work in upholding the truth in the first century and in helping the first century churches, all of that is well documented. So all of this started with the godly influence of a mother whose husband was probably, in most probability, was not a Christian. And another thing, always pray that your husband will soften his heart. It can be frustrating for a woman who has prayed for years upon years for his conversion, only to see her husband not open to discussion on the matter of salvation. Never give up. Never lose hope. Pray for a window of opportunity to reach his heart with a kind deed that's done, or maybe with a gentle word that's spoken. Your prayers do not go unheard. Remember, God is committed to your life. He is in control, and God knows what he's doing. And I personally commend all that struggle with leading a spiritual life without the assistance of a spouse. You see, your dedication to God does not go unnoticed. Your courage in leading a life for Christ, despite opposition from those you love, is inspiring. So please do not hesitate to reach out to others within the congregation for assistance when you need it. Friends, are you interested in studying the Bible, but you want to do so at your own pace in the privacy of your own home? Let me direct you to a website, eastalbertville.org. On that website, you can find a Bible correspondence course that you can take at your own pace in the privacy of your own home. Maybe there's a Bible subject that you have studied, or maybe it's been on your mind and you would like help in the study of that subject. Again, let me direct you to a website, eastalbertville.org. On that website, you can click in, or type in, the subject, the Bible subject that you have in mind. And it will bring you to all of the Bible articles and Bible sermons that deal with that subject, so that you can have access to those articles and to those sermons and help you in your study of whatever that Bible subject might be. Also, if you'd like to listen to some of these radio programs that may contain a subject that's of interest to you, ever since the beginning of the year 2020, we have given titles to these radio programs. So by just looking at the titles, you'll be able to know whether or not there here is a subject that's being spoken of on that program that might be of help in your study. This website, eastalbertville.org, is there for the express purpose of assisting us in the study of God's Word. And there's also the capability of your being able to both see and hear the Bible study periods that are conducted on Sunday morning and on Wednesday night, and also the worship period of the East Albertville Church of Christ on Sunday morning and on Sunday night. You can log on to that website or to a Facebook page or to a YouTube channel at 9:30 on Sunday morning, at 5 o'clock on Sunday evening, and at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening, and be able to see and to hear. And even you can go to our YouTube channel and see the past Bible studies and the past worship periods that have been done since back as far as April or May of the year 2020. So again, we want you to be aware of this and make use of this website. We appreciate you listening. We see your time is gone. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's children that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.